I'm here in the studio today with pianist Nancy Nash. Hello, Nancy.
Hi, Amelia. It's nice of you to have me on today.
Oh, it's our pleasure. So what are you here to talk about today?
Well, I'm talking about a concert that will happen tomorrow, Sunday, April 20th at 3 p.m. in the lobby of the Chilcot Center. And it's a concert I'm very happy to be helping and bringing to Haines. It's kind of turning into a yearly concert series. There's a trumpet player, Rick Trostel, who is the principal trumpet player for the Juno Symphony and has a music studio in Juno, who 3 years ago asked me to accompany him and do some solo piano work in a recital. And that year, we played in Juno and went to the Juno schools like we'll be doing this year, but it didn't work out to come to Haines by ferry. But last year it did, so we brought a soprano, Patricia Hull, up, and we're a trio of sorts last year. And this year we are joined instead by Steve Tata, the concertmaster for the Juno Symphony. So we will be a trio, a kind of an odd trio, trumpet, violin, and piano.
And what will you be performing?
Well, we're starting with a what becomes a trio. It's a work by the father of Mozart, Wolfgang Mozart, Leopold Mozart, who isn't as probably as well known as his son. And he didn't write that many pieces. He's written a very important violin pedagogy book, but this is a concerto, which is for solo trumpet and usually would be accompanied by some sort of small orchestra. And instead of that, Steve is doing as many of the string parts as he can on his violin, and I'm trying to pick up the rest on the piano, and I'm reading from a score. And it's just a two-movement concerto, which is very unusual, but it's a great way to open our concert and to see all three of us working together. Then Rick will be playing some solo trumpet works unaccompanied. He's had a project of getting to know the works that Bach has written for string instruments like cello and violin, unaccompanied solo works that he's then playing on the trumpet, so it's a very interesting project. I will be playing two piano pieces, and then Steve Tata will be playing an Issei sonata. And that Issei is a Belgian composer born in mid-1850s, lived to 1930s, and it should be a very beautiful work. I'm really looking forward to kind of almost an impressionist French style, and it also is unaccompanied. And then our big work, really, will probably take nearly half the concert, is a trio written for this very peculiar combination of instruments, for trumpet, violin, and piano. And we're happy, Rick and I are very happy that Steve Tata has a nice big sound on the violin, because he doesn't sound overshadowed at all by the trumpet or the piano. And that work is in four movements, and it's just a great contemporary work. Erica Wazin is the composer, and he's a very much sought-after lecturer and composer and teacher. And we're happy to present it to folks in Haines. I think that everyone will enjoy it.
Great. I'd like to talk a little bit about the pieces you'll be performing, Nancy.
Well, I'm doing an unusual thing in that I am playing a piece by Schubert. It's actually the last piano sonata that he wrote in 1827, and he died just a few months after he wrote this work, and it's the sonata in B-flat, and it has four sections or movements, as sonatas do, and I'm playing only one of the movements, the second movement, which is a slow movement, and I joke that the music police are going to be after me for only playing one movement, not all four, and not only that, but I'm not even playing the first movement or the last movement. But I have a lot of reasons for doing this. One is that the whole sonata is so long that it would be a program in itself and pretty unfeasible to do in our settings. Another one is that the key, the tonal center of this movement, is completely remote from the other three movements, so it stands alone very well. And the third reason is just that it's so beautiful, I've always wanted to play it. And to set it off, I am going to be preceding it with a piece by a modern composer who, like Schubert, was 30 years old when he wrote this piece, but 150 years after Schubert wrote his piece. And it's John Adams, who lives in Berkeley. And I've, been reading about John Adams. He's supposed to be the most performed living composer in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And he didn't write and hasn't written very much for the piano, but this piece is called China Gates. And once I started working on it, I was immediately attracted to it. Having gone to China, within the last year, I could see in my mind definitely all the gates in China that we had seen. And this piece, it's a modern minimalist piece, which means it's repetitive, doesn't use a lot of different material, but has a a kind of a meditative quality to it. I really like it a lot. And both it and the Schubert are very low key in dynamics. They're never very loud, and they're usually very soft, and it kind of demands a different kind of listening. And so that's why I'm preceding the Schubert with this John Adams. I'm hoping to have people lean forward in their seats and realize they're going to really have to listen by the time that Schubert comes around.
Yes, it sounds like an interesting marriage of classical and modern composing. That'll be nice.
I would just like to mention that because it's a afternoon concert, especially, it'd be very nice for children. It's a 3 p.m, you don't have to worry about your, even a very young child staying awake till, you know, late at night to go to a concert. And also, Rick works very much with children. He's very good with children, and I know at the intermission he'll get out his many trumpets that he brings along and explain them and demonstrate, and I think it's a very friendly type of concert. I'm sure the whole community would enjoy it. And I didn't mention something about Steve Tada, that he has performed here before. He came up with his teacher from the University of Washington, Dennis Shigmondi, and did a concert with him years ago. And then Steve has been with a group in Juneau called the Fiery Gypsies, who do kind of gypsy music. And it's completely different from his usual style. So many people know him from that.
Oh, we need to get them up here. That sounds good.
Yeah, I think they're kind of disbanded because of the one member leaving town. But they many people would probably not even think of him as Steve as a classical musician from that connection. So I think it's very interesting. All the when we get a chance to get together like this, I'm looking forward to it.
And I understand that Rick will actually be coming back pretty quickly here to Haines in May with the Juneau Student Symphony. So tell us about that.
Yes, thanks for bringing that up. Rick does conduct the Juneau Student Symphony. And every year for the last few years, he's taken them to someplace in Southeast that doesn't have a youth symphony for their spring trip. And this time he's, you know, offered to come to Haines. And Danielle Cousino, the Haines School music teacher, has the parts for the music they'll be playing. And they're going to come up on May 17th and play a concert during that day. It's a Saturday, and Rick has invited anyone in town, young or old, with any instrument that could even vaguely fit into an orchestral setting. He's told some pianists, I know, that that although the piano isn't considered an orchestral instrument, they could sure come and play percussion parts. You know, all they have to do is read music. And he will be offering a rehearsal of that music the evening of our concert. So it's all of those of you maybe who played in the pep band, who joined the school pep band this year and played for those games. Now it's time to get a little classical music, and it'll be a lot of fun.
That sounds very entertaining. Rick is a wonderful guy. And just a personal curiosity, I wonder how many concerts you've performed here in Haines over the years, Nancy.
Well, I've done a lot, and I think I've also kind of been the jack of all trades, you know.
Yes,
it's not just concerts, it's funerals, weddings, you know, graduations.
Yeah.
And I guess this is particularly dear to my heart in that I get to do both accompanying and solo work.
It's wonderful.
And I just like to then recap and say tomorrow, Sunday, April 20th, 3 p.m, come on over to the Chilkat Center and enjoy a good afternoon of music.
Well, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.